My name is Ed Travers. I'm one of the campus life pastors here at the campus in Lewis Center. We've been in a series called Practicing, the Art of Becoming More Like Jesus. And today we're talking about practicing community. And let me share a scripture with you. It's found in Romans chapter 12, starts in verse 10. It says this, "Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, but fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight." Now, the thing about community is that everyone is looking for community. We're all looking for a group of people to belong to be with, to do life with. But how does that look different in Christian community? And I think the most beautiful thing about this passage is that we see to become more like Christ and to embrace his word, it literally is telling us to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep, to look to meet the needs of others, to rejoice with people in hope, to be patient in tribulation, to be constant in prayer, to bless those who persecute you. This is what we do in community. I've spent many hours talking with folks who are kind of on the fringe of a Christian community, maybe looking at Christians or looking at Christ and trying to think, okay, what is this all about? And sometimes I hear people say things like this, that, you know, I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. And I always say, that's true. That's actually true. You do not need to go to church to be a Christian, but you'll never live the life that Christ intended for you unless you're part of community. Here's why. Because we are all part of one another. The word of God calls it the body of Christ. So when one of us is weeping, that we go weep with them. When one of those is rejoicing, we rejoice with them together. We meet the needs of each other. In fact, Jesus said the number one way that people on the outside of this community will know that we are part of the community of Christ is by the love that we have with one another. And interestingly enough, one thing that's true across cultures, across generations, is that when you're going through a hard time, when you're going through something very difficult, and someone comes alongside you that's been through the very same thing, there is such a healing in that. There is such a sense of peace knowing that you're not alone. And in the body of Christ, that's what we do with each other. I mean, can you think of the times in your life when someone has come alongside you and helped you walk through a very difficult season? There's nothing quite like it. And I can think of times in my life when I've had to go through hard times. Of course, we've all lost people we love, but losing someone to cancer and then walking alongside people who've gone through cancer, there's just something about it. We need each other. And when we do that together, when we choose to love one another in community, it is the most glaring example of Christ to the outside world. They should see something in us that's not exclusive to us that we love each other, but we should love each other in such a way it should almost be synonymous with Christ. That people would see that in us and be drawn to that. And you can't do that on the outside of community. You can't do that by just kind of popping in on a Sunday and then going out almost like this is a theater program. Community means that we angle our lives inside to be connected. I wonder, can you think of times in your life when you've had people who've walked alongside you? When God brought the right person at the right moment, going through the very same thing you've been through, can you think of that moment? Can you think of times when you've been overjoyed by something God's doing in your life and you find someone else who's overjoyed at the same thing and you get to share that together? Have there been those moments in your life? Can I ask you, are you leaning into community? Have you had a season where you're kind of popped out of serving or popped out of life group? It's time to lean back in. Let me ask you, what would it look like to really invest your life in the community of Christ? You and I need this in our lives. Let me take a second and pray for you, and then I'm just going to give you a prompt here at the end, okay? Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would help us to lean into your community of Christ. Help us to be in relationship with each other. Help us to learn to love each other and lay down our lives for each other, to serve one another, to mourn with those who mourn and to weep with those who weep, but to rejoice with those who are rejoicing, to allow that to spread like a wildfire of love in our hearts towards each other. God, use us in community to exclaim your gospel to others on the outside. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, let me just ask you, before you go on to your next thing, what's one step you could take to lean into community? Take a second, think about that, and just pray about that before you move on to your next thing. Thanks so much for listening today. Till next time, God bless.